Sir David Fagan to wrap the country. Just before we talk about shearing and the competitive season and world record attempts coming up in the coming season, David, you're a farmer in the King Country just outside of Tekawiti there. How's the season? Are you still really dry?
Yeah, we are dry. We've long last got some rain the last couple of days. We've had like bugger all through the whole season, really. But yeah, it's green, but there's no substance to it. There's no length. So we're
Where have you gone, David?
Stand on your left foot. Oh, he's dropped again. We were hearing yesterday, Jamie, though, horrifically low ground cover in King Country through the Waikato. Was it something like 1,600 cover? We've got David back yet.
David, go and stand on one of those hills.
It's not me, I promise.
Rowena has got fat fingers when it comes to dialing. Anyhow, okay. So
no, I mean, the grass cover's coming into the window. Yeah, everyone's a bit short. This whole west side of the, I guess, King Country and up into the Waikato is very, very dry. It's been an incredible season, really. But the good thing is it's warm. When we do get rain, and we're getting a little bit now, it'll bounce back quick. We've done it before. By the end of June, we'll be looking good again, hopefully.
Well, I hope you're right. Look, the competitive shearing season's coming up. I think your first job as the president of Shearing NZ was to cancel the Golden Shears, an event obviously near and dear to your own heart. You won it, I think, 16 times. But the coming season is looking much better for the competitive shearers.
Yeah, it is, and hopefully everything's back to normal next year, and everyone's planned. Our administration side of it, North and South Island meetings have been. We've got our national meeting in August, and to my knowledge, all systems are go. All competitions are on, starting with the New Zealand Finewall Champs in Alexandra in first week in October, and of course we've got the New Zealand team selection for blades, wool handling, and shearing up for grabs this season for the World Championships in Edinburgh, Scotland. You know, end of June 2023.
Yeah, the old hard dog to keep on the porch has already booked in her annual leave for that one. David, there's a couple of world shearing record attempts. Is this 8-hour lambs? Is it 8-hour lambs?
Yeah, that's right.
Your son Jack and the young guy Alabaster. Ruben. Hey, that kid's, I mean, I say this respectfully, but what is he, 18?
Yeah, he'll probably be 19 by the time he hits that record. Amazing. He's one of these generational shearers where you see someone come along that's just so different and so incredible for his age. So, it's going to be an interesting season. The 8-hour records, I see that. That's the only reason I'm talking about them. I think they're registered on the World Records website as all go. So, it'll be a good year. It'll be a good year for them.
So he's going to have a crack at it, and then a couple of days later, regardless of what happens, Jack, your son's going to have a go.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, and it's got nothing to do with me. I'm not forcing him into it. That's his desire and his need to want to do that now. So, he knows what he's in for. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how both the guys go, really.
In December last year, Jack, in 9 hours, sure, 811, one better than you, David, when you set the record. Ruben, sure, 774. They were flying. They'll have to be flying this time as well.
Yeah, they've both got to go a bit quicker than that this time to get the 8-hour record. Correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's 7:44 currently for 8 hours.
Correct.
But they're both in training. They're young and keen, and you've got to be a bit mad to do those things, and good luck to them.
Yeah, I think you summed it up nicely. Mad, but a very good athlete to break a world record on the end of a handpiece. Sir David Fagan, the world's greatest shearer, wrapping the country. We'll catch you back tomorrow.